My name is Wendell Supreme Shannon. I am a muralist and fine artist. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, August 9th of 1990. But soon after, my mother relocated here to Baltimore. Now, my mother was someone who left a very big impression on me because she moved with a sense of urgency. Whatever she wanted, she needed, and whatever she needed, she obtained. Now, while in Baltimore, we moved around a lot. This was something that forced me to learn how to adapt to different environments relatively quickly. Different parts of the city, different environment. Before long, we eventually settled in part of Baltimore County called Cockeysville. Now, here was a lot different from everywhere else that we've been. I was introduced to a wide range of different ethnicities, different cultures, and different lifestyles. It was here that I became this charismatic, fun-loving, humor-filled person that was just ready for whatever the world had to offer. Everything wasn't always so great, though. During my high school years was the first time that I actually experienced someone not believing in me. It was said by someone close, someone that I loved, that they didn't believe that I'd graduate high school or that I'd live up to my name. Fortunate enough for me, I was in close proximity to a great individual. This individual's name was Lamont. He was a student at a nearby college, and he took me under his wing as a mentee. Taught me any and everything that I needed to know, just being a young black man in a different world. So when I graduated high school, I wanted to go to the same college he did. I registered and applied to Morgan State with acceptance. I followed suit and took the same major that he did, which was business administration. But this is where my story took a turn. 2 years into going after my degree, I actually was diagnosed with several autoimmune diseases. In summary, my heart wasn't strong enough to pump blood to my extremities, and I lost the use of my hands for about 2 years. Simply put, I couldn't open or close my hands. Literally at this moment, just because we're in a room that's so cold, my hands are turning blue. Nonetheless, the doctors told me that I had to withdraw from school. That was something that I wouldn't be able to complete. I wouldn't be able to work a regular job. I'd be dependent upon medicine for the rest of my life. I really wasn't agreeing with that too much. 19, 20-year-old, and you're telling me the rest of my life, I wouldn't be able to do anything? So my family and I decided to try out physical therapy. And in doing so, we had to... I was forced to learn how to rewrite letters, numbers, and shapes. That's how intensive this disease was. But with the shapes, I would literally, line for line, just draw straight lines over and over throughout the day. Lo and behold, these diseases went into remission. Something in me told me that that wasn't good enough. See, over those 2 years, a lot of my friends that were still in school ended up graduating, going off to start in their careers. I had to prove that I was good enough. So I took what I learned at Morgan in reference to business and applied it to my newfound passion of art and started my first business called Soli Supreme. Years went by of me painting any and everything under the sun, from portraits to caricatures, landscapes to whatever people wanted. Scrolling on Instagram, I came across this call for artists to a professional show. It was premier artists, seasoned veterans in the industry, but something in me told me to do it. Of course, I got the rejection. In the email response, there were three things that stood out. I was told that the work that I submitted was unoriginal, that my submission itself lacked professionalism, and that I wasn't ready for this league. And if you could tell by now, being told something like that just turns a fire on inside. So over the next 2 months, I churned away and developed my first geometric abstract painting where I perfected freehand painting straight lines, layering so much color, so much vibrant usage of color, where when someone saw this work, they couldn't help but notice it. Luckily for me, I was on the callback list and I made it into that same show. I guess you can imagine which piece I took. Upon submitting it, opening day of the said show, artist by the name of Larry Poncho Brown told me that this piece itself was something seldom seen and extremely rare, especially being done by a young black artist here in Baltimore. For me, that was all I needed to hear. Over the next few years, I cultivated that specific style, practicing color theory, learning to scale it, learning to freehand it even more, applying different elements and details, just being extremely passionate about my work. In the year 2019, I came across a video of Poe Holmes. There we go. Poe Holmes at the time was experiencing a water crisis. Now, if you're not familiar with the area, Poe Holmes is an underserved community in West Baltimore. For a few weeks, the entire community went without water. One of the things that I noticed was a lot of small businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders were there donating waters, donating food. I wanted to do something that stood the test of time, brought the right attention, and gave the community itself a voice. So I reached out to several partners in addition to the city of Baltimore, and as you guessed, I got one of those kind of emails again. The city responded that they had no plans of developing the area, and if it was something that I really wanted to do, it would have had to be self-funded. Me and some friends went to social media. We crowdfunded over $10,000 to be able to facilitate the project. That took a little bit of time, but we got it done. Once we finally got down to painting, we had over 40 volunteers from several different states, in addition to the children and the adults in the community, come out and help paint this court. It left a lasting impression that said, we have a voice, we are here, and we deserve. Whenever any of you see my work, it's my hope that you see the same, that positivity, that light shines within you. I used to think that my purpose in life was to prove other people wrong, to prove that I could accomplish what you said I couldn't. When in all actuality, I'm now realizing that my superpower is simply whatever I can imagine, I know I can make it real, and I just want that to be a reminder to you too. Thank you.